Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
W.
Yeah, there is a W. You going all the way here or not?
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
We know what you're into, but we'll move on. That was a rerun, but it was also, they played it last night live, and I watched it, and I DVR'd it, and I shared it, and a lot of people were actually watching it when I was watching it, apparently.
Originally aired in 2018,
yeah,
apparently.
That's funny.
And Pat can't be like, gold shower?
You can't say what? That. And the crowd, you can hear the crowd go, oh, she went there. And like Pussy Sam, I'm surprised. Now, it was taped and shown later, so there might have been a guy that went, yeah!
Just one guy.
It had to be. It had been me.
One guy in the
right,
back.
Right. Yeah. Some woman, I posted that right away, and some woman on my Facebook page said, yeah, I was watching with my husband, and I yelled gold right away, too. I knew it was going to be gold. And she goes, and then she said it. I couldn't believe it. Vanna goes, I know what you're talking about.
She's toweling off.
Whatever you're into.
Whatever you're into. We don't judge, Pat. Craig Peters due to phone the program shortly. Craig Evans with us.
Live sporting event this weekend.
Oh, yeah, what is it? Oh, racing, right?
NASCAR. We got the NASCAR at Darlington, don't we?
And golf.
Without the crowd.
What kind of golf? Chick golf?
No. It is the TaylorMade Driving Relief Charity Event.
This is one
pitting
of those,
Dustin Johnson and Roy McIlroy against Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolff in a skins game.
Where are they playing?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
They are playing at Seminole something. Apparently one of the finest clubs in the country that never gets TV time.
Where can we watch
what
that?
Day?
You can watch it on
Sunday,
NBC.
Watch it rain out.
That would be funny.
Sunday, NBC, the Eastern time, 2 to 6, so the, 1 o'clock Central time.
And the Darlington race is Sunday also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch that get rained out, too.
NASCAR.
I haven't been keeping up with the Korean baseball this week.
Yeah, you lost interest in that backswing
but
pretty
I
quick,
saw,
didn't you?
No,
I still
the,
can't tune it in.
The LG Twins were kicking ass
the other
day.
I still can't tune in. I was watching Stanford play somebody in the 2000 final, the College World Series. And I don't know who won, so it's new to me.
The Korean baseball is actually good baseball.
Well, I never said it wasn't, Todd. Yeah. I just don't care about those guys that don't really care. I want to see the Pittsburgh Pirates play. Yeah, you know, no. I want to see them play. I even watch them play the Royals. Nick and I.
That'd be a slugfest.
We'd watch that crap together.
All right. Craig Peters joining us.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Craig.
Sorry. I had my face mask on.
Good for you. Did you wash your hands before this meeting?
That's actually not really a face mask. It's an old ball gag that I use.
It keeps you from spitting on people, right?
Just as effective.
Well, it keeps people away. What it does.
Oh, that's a good point. I see you walking toward the ball gag. Well, we're different. We might not run away.
Yeah, we're actually attracted to ball gags.
Especially with Peters.
But the rest of society probably is not.
All right. We want to know. Now, the last time you got to stay home is because you had a heart attack. So your wife was probably real nice to you. But now you're home because of the pandemic. So how's it working out at your house? It's you two and your son who's in college, but he's probably at home, right?
If there's no body, there's no crime.
All right. Well, if you hold it. If we're talking to you, that means somebody else is dead, right?
little advice Tammy Pescatelli gave me.
I believe
there's
her.
Nobody. If there's nobody, there's no crime.
All right. Oh, we'll let that hang out there. I don't want to be.
Happy birthday to Tammy, by the way. I'm sorry, my phone was cutting out.
Oh, your birthday? It's your wife's birthday? Oh, your girlfriend's birthday today? Or baby mama, whatever you call her?
No, Tammy Pescatelli.
Oh, it's Tammy's birthday today. Okay, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did not get the Facebook notice. I know when anybody's having a birthday.
Yeah, me too.
Facebook tells me.
How are you handling this, man? What's happening in Cleveland?
Well, I was just going over the CDC guidelines for getting my pants on.
Did you do it right?
Hard to tell, really. Right now, they don't. I can't get them buttoned. I've given up.
It's important to do that, though, to try on pants like once a week or so, just to check.
And by the way, not to change the subject, but regarding iCarly,
yes. Go ahead.
So apparently, the shows after they jump the shark are okay to watch.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And you're probably wondering which iCarly episode is it that they jump the shark?
Yeah, I do.
Probably what you're wondering.
Which one was that?
The one where they started making meth in the basement.
I don't remember that one.
All the other shows are doing it. Yeah. I guess I was a bigger fan than you guys were.
That's creepy, Dad. All right, so what have you been doing, man? Just getting up. That's it, right?
Actually, it's been pretty exciting. I'm glad we're talking. I have a pretty big announcement. Just a huge award I was just awarded.
Yeah?
From Pornhub.
Oh, yeah?
I've seen them all.
Oh, that's an award now. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the way. If you see every video on Pornhub, they give you an award. It's only two others. I've ever won the award.
Yeah.
The Vatican.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me check my notes. Craig Evans.
We've had
the Vatican. And that's more than one person, too, at the Vatican. So, yeah.
Correspondence from other listeners who have found there is a second season of Pornhub out there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You just got to know where to look. So, you're not done yet.
Oh, you know what? And I know Craig knows this, but. And I know, but you guys probably don't, and you probably should know, when you win this award, and you will, the president of Pornhub does not present the award himself. He does send someone to do it. I think it's his stepdaughter. But he does not show up himself. It's not like Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, obviously you've been writing. I like that. You've been writing. That's very nice. It's working. It's good stuff.
Oh, damn it. You can tell.
No, but it's good. No, I'm glad.
No.
I'm glad you got it.
You can tell it's material.
No. This is in a different situation because it's good, first of all. That helps. And you're not sitting right here. And it's pandemic times. You got to have some material. You do. Good.
Oh, good. Then you're ready for my second announcement. Then.
Yes.
Well, you know how all the other comics have podcasts now.
Right.
Yeah. They all have a podcast. Well, big announcement. And I know it's going to be pretty exciting. And this is going to be some of that feel-good news that you're going to be wanting now with what's going on. Major announcement. Podcast. I am not going to be doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah. All there you go. That's the kind of announcements I like, actually. You know.
Yeah.
I think more people should make that announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to get my hot take on today's topics.
We're not going to get those? Man.
No.
Man.
No. So right now it's no TV, no podcasting, just radio.
Just radio. And that's only once in a while there. So we appreciate you calling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like the Hudson and Landry of the 21st century.
That's a Cleveland morning show, by the way.
Nobody's going to get that.
Yeah, nobody's
going to get
that.
Nobody's going to get that.
Hey, what are they doing in Cleveland? Ohio's governor's been doing, I think, the right thing. What are they doing in Cleveland? Is it lockdown?
Cleveland, Ohio, only a day's drive from ground zero. New ad campaign that they're working on.
I like that campaign.
I like that you've written a special act
Just for our show.
Just for us.
I know. Guys, I've written none of this. This is just me talking. Just so glad to have someone to talk to.
Yeah, I bet.
You don't understand.
Every time we bring somebody on, I think I think it was Augie. We talked to Augie about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he said the same thing. And he's got little kids running around his house, and he was just happy to talk to anybody, man. He really was.
Yeah. So are you locked down? Do you go out and do any shopping at all, or does the wife take care of all that?
No, because of my condition.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm not supposed to put myself in, situations where it could happen,
Right.
I can't go to the escalator handrail licking contest.
Damn it,
man!
Can't do that anymore.
I'm surprised you're even having that, but what the hell, Yeah.
And I don't know what changes you guys are doing. I've been celibate since this started.
Oh yeah,
have you really?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't mean I'm not having sex. It's just I'm selling my bits.
Oh, okay. He wrote that one just for us.
Oh, no.
That one he gave away.
Yeah. Yeah. Selling is one thing.
Celibate.
Is anybody buying?
Celibate. I like that. Celibate. Nick liked that one. Celibate.
Oh, I can hear him furiously writing it down from here.
Hey, steal a bit.
Hey, Nick has a gig. He's got a gig on Saturday, November 28th. He's got a gig.
Wait,
man.
What? Yeah. Nick, yeah. Wait,
do
wait,
you have anything on the calendar?
Nick?
Yeah.
Nick, you got a gig?
Yeah, you busy?
Nick, you got a gig?
You want to go to Griswold, Craig?
He needs another guy. He needs another
guy. You got a number?
Man, touring stopped for everybody, including
we were in Alaska.
Yeah, what happened? I was going to say you were with the Carrington. Where were you at the final?
Yeah.
The weekend of the mid March weekend when everybody shut everything down. What you were in Alaska?
Yeah, we flew up to Alaska, which is a horribly long flight.
Yeah, I bet it is.
And you got to stop in Vancouver and gas up and go on, and we get to Fairbanks, we do a show. That night we hear, we don't know. We might have, we don't know what's going on. And then following day on the runway, as we're heading to Anchorage on the runway, we're taxiing down the runway, phone rings, stop the plane, turn it around. You got to go to Tulsa, back to Tulsa. It's over. All done.
So why didn't that plane just take off and fly? Oh, it was a smaller plane going to Anchorage, I guess. You need more gas.
You can't do that on a Delta, apparently.
Oh, you're flying. Oh, you're. I got it. So
at least the times that I've tried.
All right. So you hold it, but then you got to Tulsa. How'd you get back to Cleveland?
On another plane.
Another plane. Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah, this was pretty early in the.
Yeah, right. This
had to be
March weekend.
Mid-March.
The world. Yeah, the world had not gone mad yet.
Yeah, well, and we're still in that. We're still in that madness. We really are. All right.
And we'll be for a while.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't know what I don't know what it's like for you guys, but I don't know if once in a while I find myself coughing.
Yep.
I don't know if it's the COVID-19 or just crappy weed.
Is good weed hard to come by?
I'm afraid I can't answer that, Doug.
Do they have the medicinal in Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio's medicinal now. So,
Do you have a card?
How tough is that to get a note from the doctor to qualify?
You have to. Well, you have to have one of the conditions that you qualify, and unfortunately, my condition is not one that qualifies.
Oh, having a heart attack.
Which,
well, certainly.
No, that's not. It's being sick of everyone's crap.
Oh. But you
that's
certainly...
my medical condition. Apparently, you can't just, you know, get weed for that.
But you can make something up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I have this big scar.
You cut yourself? Yeah. Cut yourself to get a
car. I don't want to go into it. I really don't want to go into it.
But everybody's got a little anxiety in this day and age, and I think that qualifies you. You just have to say, I'm anxious.
Yeah.
I get anxious when I smoke nothing but crappy weed, so give me some good stuff.
And it makes me cough, and all my neighbors are staring at me. Come on.
Oh, man. Craig Peters with us, live in Cleveland, and just a day drives away from Ground Zero. Sorry. That's the new slogan. I got to get that in that. So what's next for you? That's a stupid question.
Is your wife
a teacher, so she's not even out of the house, is she?
No, she's upstairs right now on her laptop, teaching a class or something.
And your son's at the house right now too, because college is he was going to Cleveland State.
Yeah.
Steve, okay, so
yeah,
how's he handling this, cuz he's young and spry and, you know, he can do stuff.
Well, you know what he was doing before this?
What?
He was in his room all the time.
Yep.
So now it's he's in his room all the time.
You know, that's my son.
He's
in his room all the time.
It has not affected his life in any way.
This is the golden age of being a video game addict.
Being a teenager, man.
They were born in the shadows of 9/11. They don't care about that.
I never thought about that. Greg, it's good talking to you, man. It really is.
Over? No, guys.
You got more. Go ahead.
I just want someone to talk to.
We can call again sometime. We don't have to wait.
It's true. Maybe I should save this other announcement for.
You can write new stuff before that. Go ahead. Give us your other announcement.
Well, this is a pretty big announcement.
Okay.
Maybe give this one to you now because it's pretty big. For years, I've been, you know, one of America's most beloved stand-up comedians.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
And I decided to make a little change. I'm going to turn it up a notch. I decided to, a lot of famous comedy teams out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you have your favorites. And I decided to team up with a partner.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in a comedy team now, not just on my own.
Who's your partner?
Well, I'd like you to meet him now. He's here.
Okay.
And go ahead and introduce yourself.
First name, Mr. Tell name, period. Last name, T.
Who's that?
Yeah, I didn't.
Mr. T?
Oh.
Did you hear?
Mr. T.
You didn't hear him?
It was Mr. T, right?
Let me get him closer to the phone here.
Yeah.
First name, Mr. Tell name, period. Last name,
Mr. T.
Greg Peters and Mr. T, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it seems relevant. It seems relevant for sure.
Yeah. I'm curious how you two teamed up.
Go ahead. I think he needs help.
Yeah. When did you start your collaboration? He's not.
I pity the fool.
I found a thing called Mr. T in your pocket in my drawer when I was cleaning it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's really?
That's what that was.
It's a little recording. It's called Mr. T. When did you buy it? 87?
Yeah, exactly. It's.
Don't make me mad. Don't make me mad.
That'd be kind of hard to hear on the radio.
Now that I know who it is, it sounds really clear. it sounds really clear.
But
now.
It seems.
How the battery's still working? Mr. T in your pocket.
I don't know, but I hope they keep working long enough till I get my next gig.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to need all the new material I can get.
Yeah, Mr. T seems a little one-dimensional.
Yeah.
But I like it, man.
Yeah, well, you know, seriously, guys, things are good. We're good here. Yep. You know, it's like it is for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
To change. Yeah. Now, the toilet paper thing, I have to admit, I kind of panicked on a little bit.
Yeah? In the beginning?
When I saw the toilet paper thing, I thought, oh, my God, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
And alphabetically, top hats. And
you loaded up on them?
Yeah. Kind of feeling stupid about that now.
Well, why alphabetically?
Out of toilet paper.
Did it make much sense?
Well, I'm out of toilet paper, and wiping my ass with top hats. And about as capitalist as you can get.
You could find someone to trade toilet paper for a top hat. I think there's a market out there.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
No, you
should. I haven't seen anybody with a top hat, so there's a market.
You're not flushing the top hats, are you? You're just throwing them out after you wipe?
I'm still wearing them.
That's new material. I like that.
It keeps people at a distance.
Do we all want to look? They're not next to each other in the dictionary, I'm sure. I'm figuring them out right now.
Well,
oh, my God. You guys are looking it up?
No. Somebody is.
Oh, geez, you're fact-checking my new joke?
I like the joke.
Okay, it's alphabetically top hats is before toilet paper, okay?
Oh, I didn't think about that, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, okay. No, all right, you got me. You got me, guys.
I still like the bit.
You got me.
I like the bit. I want to see that on stage someday for the next 10 years, too, for that matter.
I would like to see it on stage someday too.
Love
right now, it's with me in my basement.
Follow Craig on Twitter. Actually, Facebook. He's pretty funny also too. So check it out.
I love you guys.
Craig Peters, man. You stay safe, brother.
Next time we'll find out what comes after toilet paper in the dictionary.
Well, top hat does.
Top hat.
Or top hat comes after?
Yeah.
T-O-I-T-O-P.
What about before?
I don't know. You got me there.
That joke's not been written yet.
But that could be his homework for the next visit.
Thank you, Craig.
Sorry, guys. I'm busy on my new joke about top hat.
Thanks, buddy.
Good stuff, buddy.
Love you, Craig.
Thanks. See you.
That was excellent. You did have stuff.
That was great.
Yeah, you guys, you stay-at-home comedians. Come up with some stuff.
And you find trinkets in the drawer.
I love that. Mr. T in my pocket.
Wonder how many times his wife has heard the Mr. T thing going on.
Why not write an act for this show? Because you have a bigger audience listening right now than you would in any comedy room.
Craig Peters.
So, we encourage all our comedy friends to write a special act just for this show.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Every night, Nick.
Yeah.
Every night, 3 hours.
We wouldn't be kind if Nick was sitting right here doing comedy in front of us. Even if we laughed, we'd go, oh, man.
Justifiably so.
Yeah. You wouldn't throw in a charity chuckle every once in a while?
Well, I probably would. But I would get snagged.
He would
look at my face and know I'm faking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not good at hiding that.
Right. No, I'm not. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.